Good morning. Well, the Australian share market is set for a positive, potentially a mixed start to trade on Tuesday. Local SPY futures ended the after-hours session with a gain of around 12 points, or about 0.2%. But it comes on the back of what has been a pretty challenging session as far as Northern Hemisphere equity markets are concerned. What we're seeing in most global jurisdictions is that long-term interest rates are falling, and that is casting a pall over the outlook for growth. In some instances, the relationship between long and short-term interest rates are suggesting a recession in some economies, and that's getting a lot of air as far as the conversation in the markets are concerned. But to their credit, US markets were able to recover and probably just missed out on finishing in positive territory, where the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were concerned. The S&P at its worst was down by around 0.5%. The Dow a little more fortunate in that it was able to finish in positive territory. European markets were generally weaker overnight. The FTSE was down by around 0.4%, and the German DAX fell by 0.2%. Importantly, a key survey of investor sentiment was a little better than expected in Germany, but that made little impression on the overall atmospherics. As far as company news is concerned, worth pointing out that in the Dow, we had Boeing as the most improved stock. It was up by a little over 2%. It's had several weeks of consecutive decline, so it's recovering at the moment. Apple shares were down by more than 1%, with the market giving a bit of a cold shoulder to its latest initiative, where it's unveiled a new push into streaming services in addition to a new credit card. What we've seen is the US dollar fall in this outlook of lower long-term interest rates, so that's helped commodities a little bit higher, although iron ore was still down by around 1.5% last night, and that's helped the Aussie dollar, which is back above 71 US cents. As far as the local picture today is concerned, we don't have much in the way of tier one news, although the assistant governor, Lucy Ellis, will be speaking on a topic, what's up and down with households. So that'll be important in terms of providing some insights into how households are performing at the moment. And as I said, the Aussie dollar just above 71 US cents.